Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Tom Brady has made his triumphant return after a 10-day vacation to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be their quarterback. Hickey, I don't think Tom Brady spoke today, right? He did not address reporters after this practice today?
Not that I saw. Just Todd Bowles was back at it again answering questions.
Now, I'm not surprised he didn't address reporters. But wouldn't today have been the perfect day to address reporters? Because we've talked about how all these, the tampering stuff came down, and Brady never talked to reporters, never had to address it. Wouldn't today be the day right out of the gate that you go, okay, let's just talk to reporters today, and there's a better chance that maybe I don't get asked about that, or it's towards the end, because everyone wants to know where the heck Tom Brady was and what the heck Tom Brady was doing and why he needed to step away from the facility for 10 days. If I was Brady, and I get it, right? Someone will eventually ask about the Dolphins. I would have just talked today, and then you put this whole story to bed. But Brady, as I've been saying, and I love TB12, I thank him for many great moments in my childhood and even in my teenage years and even in my early 20s of Tom Brady dominating and winning games for my football team. And I genuflect to the guy. But he's turned into a publicity whore. He really has. He's turned into a guy that it's all about drama, 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 drama. And he loves the drama now. He's like a Kardashian now, except he's had a lot more success. But a
lot more. Although they are famous for nothing, so that's something.
Yeah. Depends what you define.
Well,
nothing.
Fair.
Like, I look at Brady. If I was him, the old Tom Brady would just want to put this to bed. Okay, I'm not really going to say anything, but I'll address reporters today, and then boom, you can't ask me about it again.
Which is a weird part, considering he hasn't spoken since the whole Dolphins tampering charges came out. What was that now? 3 weeks ago? He has not said a word. And it's just like, you've said it, and I 100% agree. It's not going away. You can hide as long as you want. People are not going to forget. It's not like they're going to just ask you football questions only by
but
the time you
But it doesn't have the same intensity.
Talk.
Now, Brady will, I would imagine, he'll address reporters at some point this week. It's not going to have the same intensity and the same heightened awareness when you waited all these weeks to address the Miami thing when it gets asked. And then I guess he may be doing the same approach today. I would imagine by Wednesday or Thursday, I don't know, he'll eventually speak to reporters. But all the questions now are going to be, were you the Masked Singer? Were you on vacation with your family? Is everything okay from a health standpoint? Were you contemplating retirement? Those questions are going to be asked. But let's just say if Brady waits until next week to address reporters, the questions will still be there. But is it the same passion, and are people still going to care the way that they've been caring over the last 4 or 5 days? Probably not, right?
Maybe a little less on the Dolphins, especially since so much has come out since, but especially when it comes to the Raiders, his absence, I think it'll still be, the fervor will be there, the questions will be asked a lot.
By the way, you need to be punished in some capacity.
I need to be punished?
Yeah, in a totally different direction here, but it did trigger a
honestly,
thought.
Honestly, what the hell? Welcome back.
When I was flying down to Florida, I saw this theory go out there, and it went viral. That since Brady's with Fox, I guess Fox has the Masked Singer. You have to be incognito, out of the public spotlight, or not being attention drawn to yourself. I guess when you're being the Masked Singer, I don't know the whole process of that. People were assuming that, okay, with Brady's connection with Fox now, that he was the Masked Singer, and that's why he was away for the team. Now, on Friday, Jody Mack was filling in. And on Friday, I tweeted out while I was flying to Florida, Hickey, don't even bother showing up to work on Monday unless I get Jody Mack's take if he believes Tom Brady was the Masked Singer. And then, not only did I tweet you, so you had no cop-out of, oh, I didn't see it on Twitter. Because I know your Twitter is a big deal now. Everyone wants a piece of hot take, Hickey. But I even texted you, and you said, I don't even think Jody will know what the Masked Singer is. I said, I don't care. You have to play him the audio of the woman who had this whole take. I forget her name. And I want Jody's thoughts. I think it'd be riveting radio. And I was going to play it again today. Now I get into work, right off of a beautiful trip to Florida, visited my grandma. We celebrated her 91st birthday. She looks better than ever. I went to Carbone in Miami, had a delicious meal with some friends. I come back refreshed, feeling good, getting ready to tackle another short work week because I'm off again on Friday. And I go to you, hey, did you get Jody's thoughts on the Masked Singer? And you go, oh, I forgot. Did you really forget? Or is this one of those hot take hickeyisms where you don't like confrontation, you don't like to make people do things outside of their comfort zone, and you just didn't want to ask Jody because you felt awkward in asking Jody?
No, I truly did forget.
Ugh.
We had three guests. They go longer than, you know.
Wait, can I guess the three guests? The Jody Mack guest special? Was one of them a baseball guest?
No baseball.
Wow.
All three football related.
All three football related.
College football, NFL, yes, sir.
All right, give me who were the three guests. You remember? What a memorable show this was. You really don't remember the three guests that you called?
Matt Mershel.
Okay, I like Matt Orlando Sentinel. Good job.
Great job, college football.
Good.
We had...
You can't remember.
No.
Do I have to now go into the Twitter search
here? I will
go.
I will do it. I'm trying to think.
No. I will save you here. What is Jody's Twitter? Jody Mackman?
Jody Mackman. Jeez, this is really bad.
Yeah, this is brutal. Man, what were you, snoozing off? Not only did you fail the one task I asked you, which is the most important thing.
Well, you're seeing my memory loss at hand here.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hear that. That's a lame excuse. Really lame. Now, wow.
Jarrett Bell at 9 o'clock Eastern, USA Today, NFL.
Okay.
8 o'clock, what did we chat about? I think it was team specific.
It's an NFL guest. I have it right here. You want me to give you a hint?
No.
Okay, I won't give you a hint there. Well, we can't just sit in silence. This is a radio program, so. You want the hint?
Sure.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Mary Kay Cabot.
Bingo. So you had three guests at 7, 8, and 9. Jody probably took those guests 22 minutes each.
Yes.
And
very
you
short
couldn't
second
find
segment.
A little sliver in the radio program to play the Masked Singer thing and then get his thoughts on it.
Not that I couldn't have the time. I had the time.
You just forgot.
I just forgot.
What should your punishment be? You got to have some punishment.
I said you were going to get fired.
What do you mean no punishment? There needs to be some accountability.
Also, this is, you know, not throwing anyone else on the bus here. This is, you know, a team effort. You did tag Jody. Jody saw the tweet.
But I'm sorry. Jody's on Twitter.
Is
a pioneer in this industry. Jody has been around forever. Jody does not need a young guy like me, a guy that he once put me on the air years ago, to try to direct his program. And it shouldn't be his responsibility, even though it's my program, but it shouldn't be his responsibility when I put the request on you. It wasn't as if I said, Jody, you just got to do this tonight. I said, I need Hickey to play the audio, set it up for Jody, do what a good producer does, and then get his thoughts. Because I think Jody would have loved this theory. And he would have been breaking it down like no other.
Saw your tweet, didn't he? So maybe either he was...
Wow.
He forgot?
Not only are you throwing Jody Mack under the bus when he did nothing wrong,
pointing out
but you're
obvious.
Now backing up the bus on Jody Mack, little poor old Jody Mack, when he did nothing wrong and this was your mess up.
Pointing out the obvious.
You're not a man of accountability. That's what I just learned.
No, what did I say? I forgot. I could have blamed something else.
You forgot. What is this now? Roger Clemens, you misremembered?
I misremembered.
How the steroids got in your body? Who injected you? I misremembered. You know who you sound like? Fernando Tatis Jr. What did you have? Ringworm that caused a fungus that got close to your brain, and the next thing you know, you just forgot.
Like Bill Clinton, when it comes to Monica Lewinsky, I don't remember. I do not recall.
I'm telling you. I'm going to come up with some punishment.
Punishment?
And also, if you don't start getting me my dinner that you owe me, I shaved one dinner off because I just knew you weren't going to ever get me two dinners because you owe me dinners from these bets. If I don't get dinner eventually, we're going to have some problems here.
Again, it's up. I've said this for how long? I'm going to repeat myself yet again.
No,
it's on
that's
you.
Horrible.
Next
it's
time you want dinner, let me know.
To collect my bet that you lost.
Tell me when you want dinner. Okay. How am I supposed to know when you're hungry and when you're going to eat?
Are you ready to order me some dinner right now?
What do you want? Tell me what you want.
I'm not hungry right now.
Okay.
I'm coming off vacation. I'm going on another vacation on Friday, going down to the Jersey Shore. I got to be in a good, healthy vibe this week.
Okay. So
because
we'll
this weekend's going to be gluttonous.
A football
you know what I'm
going to
save it for? I'm going to save it on a Monday.
On a Monday?
When I'm depressed in football season after my team loses or...
I know exactly when it's going to be.
When?
September 19th.
Oh,
Monday.
You bastard. Against the Steelers
Mitch
and Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky 30-24. No. He's running off the field, holding up the number one, maybe holding up a different finger in the direction of Zach Gelb for all the doubts. That's when, you know what?
I don't get
as many wings as
two.
You want, you got it.
I don't get depressed in week two of the NFL season. Now, if Temple has a bad loss early, that could be a little bit different because the Owls were, I think, were projected last in the American Athletic Conference. You know what that means. Rod Carey just messed up that program.
So they lose early.
A good program, and Rod Carey had to ruin everything.
Don't waste good food on a bad Temple loss in like week two to open the season when they're projected to be the worst team in the AAC.
Yeah, but is it really going to be good food?
Save it, yeah.
I'm not going to kill you here.
There's no limits.
I'm not going to kill you here and do like a $50 delivery. I'm going to be respectable. I'll probably keep it under $20.
If you want wings, listen.
No, Mitch. I can't do wings on a radio show. Tough. I love wings. I've devoured wings before, but very tough when you do a solo show to then eat wings and then talk for four hours.
We'll see how week two goes. Maybe we'll order for like 9:30, and then you can just, after the show, just cry your tears into the wings.
And you're making me now try to eat later.
After Mitch beats the Pats.
Okay.
Or before. We can do it before the show.
By the way, you want to bring up that energy and that thought. Can I then have one wish for this football season?
I thought you already used the one wish that the Colts lose.
Lose what?
Some point this year.
I think
you've already used. We have had this conversation before. I'm having deja vu.
Can you remember?
If I could have one wish. It's either with Penn State or the Colts.
Can you remember it?
Maybe it's actually beating the Colts. Patriots beating the Colts.
No, please. Come on.
We're having a repeat of last year. Colts build up. Matt Ryan chokes
it. Stop it.
I think that's what we're looking at.
No. I have one wish, and I think this wish is going to surprise you because it comes with someone that I can't stand. This is someone that I think is a bad quarterback. But I was thinking about this. All the smack that Jim Irsay is talking about, the Colts do play the Commanders this year.
Oh, my God.
Give me one wish. Please. I'm down on one knee. Sports gods. Let Carson win one time. One time against Hot Take Hickey's team. Wouldn't that be the ultimate you-know-what slap in the face to you? And to Jim? It's getting pathetic. I know you get asked the questions, but how many times are you going to keep on talking about Carson Wentz? And now you feel like you're in the penthouse because you have Matt Ryan. And remember, you've had Peyton Manning. You've had Andrew Luck. Now, Matt Ryan was an MVP in this league, is a very good quarterback. Borderline Hall of Famer, I don't think he'll make the Hall of Fame. But people will have that debate. You're at Matt Ryan at the end of his career. Like, give me a break. Right? The way your owner talks about Carson, and I trash Carson Wentz more than anybody, and who they've upgraded to, and it is an upgrade, you'd be thinking you have the franchise quarterback for the next 10 years, you're going to win the Super Bowl in year one. It's kind of crazy how much Jim is talking.
I'm ready to move on. It is sickening, I'll admit, even as a Colts fan myself. I just want to, 2021 is buried in my head. Just leave it there, right? Don't have it, keep undigging it from the grave, and even if you're trying to spread positivity for 2022... I'm over 2021.
By the way, your ticket prices for the Colts this year are embarrassing on the second market.
My ticket prices.
Yeah, you want to know what the lowest price ticket is for that game? It's a 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time game, a pre-Halloween scare surprise for the Colts as Carson Wentz comes back to town, comes back to INDY. It's a 4:25 game on Fox. What do you think the lowest ticket price is? At Lucas Oil Stadium, a very fine stadium.
$25.
$30. Jeez. Kansas City game, the lowest game, is $97, the lowest ticket price. Tennessee, the next week, $38. What's going on with this poverty franchise?
I don't think Colts fans have a strong disdain towards Carson Wentz.
I would the way that he played
he
up against Jacksonville.
He was there year one. One year. That was an awful loss. I still pain
to
this
day. You hate the guy.
But it's would I go out of my way to go to Indy to boo him? I would not.
Well, you thought he was going to save your franchise. You don't dislike the guy?
No, I do. But I'm saying, it's not a vitriol. Eagles fans hate Carson Wentz. They've also seen it for, years on years on years.
Here's the thing. When Carson Wentz goes back to Philadelphia, there will be some boos. I don't know if there's going to be more boos than cheers. Now, he is the enemy. But
he is the enemy.
Without Carson putting them in that position for the majority of the season, they're not a number one overall seed. Then Carson gets hurt. I know it ended poorly, but he did play a major role in winning a Super Bowl.
You know, you're not wrong. Forced his way out of town. I mentioned did not play well.
I don't know if it's going to be more cheers than boos, but I think it'll be like 50-50.
Either way, Philly has a very strong feeling towards Carson Wentz, right? You either love him or you hate him.
They were disappointed. That's what it was. I think they were disappointed because they were teased early. They were teased early in them. The guy they thought was going to be the guy
crumbled.
Ended up being a fraud. Pretty much.
Basically.
I lived through it. I would do passionate rants on WIP. They have their guy. Carson's awesome. And I didn't even love the trade to begin with. But the way that he played the first 2 years, how couldn't you love him? And then all the rumors and all the whispers that you started to hear about, he's not really that, he's not really this. And like, ah, oh, come on, this is just some random writer. And the next thing you know, it all started to come to fruition to be true. But come on, I think you need to go to that game in Indy and boo Carson Wentz. That's what I think you need to do. Can I hear what it would sound like if you were booing Carson Wentz at this Sunday, October 30th game? Got a few beers in your system, a few Bud Lights, Hickey getting ready to go to Lucas Oil Stadium. And now for the opposition, starting at quarterback, he is a fraud, Carson Wentz, Wentz, Wentz.
Ooh. I do try to go heavy on the booze.
3.5 like, on the booze scale.
Deep. Well, I'm also, to be fair, I'm not a boo guy. I'm a big FU guy.
Oh, you're just throwing profanities around?
Yes. Especially a few beers. Oh, yeah. Big
really?
Time. Oh, yeah.
At a sport, you're going to curse at another grown man.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
That's lame.
What do you mean lame?
Lame. I don't think I go to a sporting event and say, even if I hate the player, like, bleep you. You bleeping suck. I think I would just boo. That's it.
Oh, yeah. There was one time, me and my friend saw him this weekend. Anthony Rendon, Met Killer, was on the Nationals. Ugh. And this was like kind of before he was like a true well-known Met Killer, just kind of under the radar. He came up, and one day I was banged up in like a section with the young kids there. F.U. Rendon, top of my lungs.
How far away from...
Oh, I mean, I was in the upper deck. He didn't hear me. I don't sing close to the game. No one actually hears me, like, player-wise.
Well, last few times through the company... that I've been given Mets tickets. In the beginning of the season, when I helped close some Mets business, I was like right behind the plate. But then they forget about that business and more important people ask for tickets. So they put me down the left field line. I'm adjacent to whoever the left fielder is that day. And when it's Mark Tanout, I'll be like, yeah, big league foodie. That's his Instagram account. And I'll smile like wave because he's like, who's this crazy large man screaming out big league foodie? When it's the opposition, though, I've always been compelled to kind of heckle the opposition, but I haven't done it yet. And I'm a loud guy. You know, a lot of times fans are yelling, I don't think they could hear. I think if I am 5 feet away from the left fielder, come postseason time, if I get those same seats, national radio host makes national headlines, says some not so nice things to the left fielder. That was my producer. That was me. It wasn't me. Never said that.
As you're on video screaming, that wasn't me.
Someone goes back and find the takes. Hey, by the way, one last thing, and we'll get to this Brady stuff because we've been teasing it out for 3 seconds. We'll get to it on the other side. You had an interesting weekend. Very interesting weekend where I thought there was a big-time problem with the wedding that you were at. Now, Hickey's at a wedding over the weekend. I'll put this video out on Twitter. Hickey is dancing. What was the song that you were dancing to? I forget. I'm like you now. I misremember.
Icona Pop. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not great at singing, but the song is, it's a banger, as the kids would say. So Hickey, little corny dance skills. You probably had a few beers in the system, maybe a few shots already. Hickey's dancing, and as he's dancing, he's on the stage. Just a reminder, if you have a drink, do not bring it on the stage. And you bolted right off that stage. I think you tell the DJ to bleep off in that spot. You can't have a drink on a stage at a wedding. It's a little bit lame. And also, I'm more band than DJ at wedding. That's another take. But I'm okay with DJ. I just like a band better. I thought that was a little bit lame that they wouldn't let you have a drink on the stage close to the DJ. Like, you were not in danger of spilling anything on the guy's equipment. That'd be one thing.
Well, that's first of all, the stage was at least 10 feet away from his equipment, number one.
It was socially distanced enough.
It was also early in the night. That was within the first, let's say, 45 minutes. So
you were that banged up 45 minutes
in? I wouldn't say that banged. It was just kind of the moment. I was like, you know, it was a high school wedding. That was a big banger in high school. And I didn't exactly volunteer to go on the stage. I was kind of thrown on stage.
You were okay dancing.
So I was just trying to have a time. But yeah, no fun allowed. It was a real shame.
It's kind of lame.
Now, do you want the actual truth?
Someone spilled a drink?
5 minutes before I got on there. I think it has to be a wine glass dropped, shattered all over the dance floor.
All right.
So now you just for some context.
But can I just say one thing?
Sure.
So you're allowed then to move 3 feet over, be off the stage, be on the dance floor, and you drop a glass. Isn't it the same thing? Like, what's the difference? Just because there's an elevated surface?
I would agree, I guess. And the elevated surface, like you said, is it's not high.
No.
3 feet max, maybe
there was
two.
No one around you.
Right, it was like a mosh pit.
Let me throw this guy on the stage and let him embarrass himself.
That's exactly right.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, who was the mother bleeper that Tom Brady was talking about? And what's going on with Brady and Dana White and Rob Gronkowski? We get into all that when we come on back.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Onside's Offside, coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to give you a little appetizer question right now, hot take, Hickey. With Tom Brady returning to Buccaneers practice today, onside or offside, Zach Gelb was correct in his theory that TB12, in order to return to football this year, had to do some family time, had to go on a little vacation and kick it with the fam. And that's the only way that Giselle would give her blessing on Tommy returning to be the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
According to reports, the only answer is onsides.
And that's from Pro Football Network. Not exactly the way that I worded it, but they had this vacation that I guess was planned, that they probably planned it, you would probably say, when he was retired, all-inclusive resort. Now, Brady could take the L and not get refunded for it, and Giselle too, or him just not show up. But I think you're seeing Brady needing to pay a little bit more attention to the family. Because there's one thing when your wife 10 years ago says, all right, it's time to retire. And then you put it off for 5 years. And then you put it off for another 5 years. Eventually, you have to bend the knee a little bit. And you have to say, okay, I will give up this in order for you to allow me to do that. And for Brady, it was, I will give up 10 days of training camp, which are monotonous and irrelevant to TB12 anyway, so he could play football this upcoming year. Now, what do you think the conversation in the household would have been like if Brady goes, I'm not missing 10 days of camp? Does Brady actually come back and be the quarterback for the Buccaneers this year?
Meaning like what? Like she would not allow him to play football in general?
Yeah. If she said, I'm leaving you, Tom. This is it. We're getting divorced if you don't go on this family vacation. Does it get to that level?
I mean, this is someone who loves football. You know, he's already...
And his first true love was football.
It absolutely was. I mean, he's already lining up, you know, jobs after his career because it sounds like he's already, you know, freaking out about what he's going to do with his time. So you think maybe he just loves being around the game so much that, I don't know. If he had to make a choice, that's a tough one.
You know, we should call up Barstool and get Stephen Shea to ask Tom Brady at his next press conference, do you love Giselle or do you love football more? He got to answer his wife, right?
And you know what's going to happen, too, is when he answers his wife, Tom Brady, not committed, doesn't care about football.
Not a football guy anymore.
1 foot out the door already. That's a no-win situation.
That would actually be a great lie detector test question. I'm not saying he doesn't love his wife. I do firmly believe there is a... How could you not love Giselle Bundchen? But he's known football a lot longer than he's known Giselle. Now, Giselle's also given birth to two of his children. I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel like Brady would, you have to say your wife there. But how many males in America would say that they love their wife more than football? And then when you get put in a lie detector test, would fail that lie detector test. If Lolly asks you, who do you love more? Football, watching Penn State football, or me? How are you answering that question there, big boy?
I do know Penn State football a lot longer.
Are you, there's no, if your girl, if I texted your girlfriend right now, and I don't have your girlfriend's number, but fine. If I slid into your girlfriend's DMs and said, ask Ryan when he comes home tonight and he makes his lame peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which I saw your peanut butter brand finally did come back. Did you buy? Did you purchase?
Of course.
How did it taste?
Stocked up. Delicious as always. Back like it never left.
How'd your Jif taste? Good?
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
The best. That's what real peanut butter tastes
okay?
like.
You feeling okay? No salmonella?
No salmonella. Listen, I've had the Jif peanut butter that was recalled on accident. No salmonella, no problem.
Oh, did you really?
Without realizing it.
Okay, so if Lolly, before you guys go to bed and you devour a peanut butter sandwich as you're putting the peanut butter on the sandwich, then the jelly, mix it all up, boom, before you eat the sandwich, just goes, hey, babe, you love Penn State football more than me. How do you respond? In that moment, how do you respond? This would be great social media content.
You, of course. Clearly. Not even a thought. No hesitation there from yours truly.
Okay.
You, Lore.
Even when, let's say, well, it won't be this year, but maybe next year when Penn State goes to that quarterback that you keep on telling me is going to be a stud.
You know, if they're
if
looking
he gets
like,
off
you
to
know,
a 4-5-0 start, is that going to be the same answer? I don't know.
Mets in October. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's hear Dana White. This is Dana White, who was on UFC 278 with the Gronks, all the Gronkowski family. Dana White reveals that he almost got Tom Brady and Gronk to play with the Raiders in 2020.
I'm the one, I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up. And there's so much story that goes along with this behind the scenes. And I was never going to tell that story until Gronk just said it. But
And Dana, that is exactly what happened, and you just told the story.
Well, he's never told it to that extent, but we've had Dana White on this show, Hickey. I don't know if you were with us at the time, but I was so annoyed at Dana White, and I said this to him in the interview. You're from Boston. You're from Massachusetts. You're a Patriot fan. And he was advocating at the time, because he's a season ticket holder, there's a big luxury box in the new stadium, to get Brady to Las Vegas. I said, I'm mad at you, Dana, because how could you be a Patriot fan? You're advocating for Brady to leave the Patriots to go join the Raiders. And he's like, hey, business is business. You know, I pay all the money and all that stuff. And he even said that Kraft got mad at him during that time. So I think that's a true story to how close Brady actually was. That's a different scenario. Because I saw Ian Rapoport come out today. The moment that they started talking contract, the Raiders go, yeah, we're not doing that. How big of a dope is Gruden, by the way? Carr is very good. Carr had a good season last year. But how do you pass up on Tom Brady if Tom Brady wanted to go there and bring Rob Gronkowski there? You'd have Gronk. You'd have Waller. I don't know if you'd eventually get Davante Adams, but who knows? But you'd have Gronk and you'd have Darren Waller with Tom Brady in Las Vegas? Whew. It's a bad look by Gruden.
And it's also not like the money is extraordinary. You got, what, 2 years, $50 million?
Yeah,
it's
like $25 million a year. About? Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah. Let's hear one more from Dana White. He says Tom Brady was upset that the Raiders deal fell through. Once again, UFC 278. This was postgame.
They were negotiating the deal, and they were really close to getting it done, and then Gruden pulled the deal, and Brady was not happy about it. Neither was I, and yeah. And that's that. He went to the Buccaneers and won the Super Bowl. I don't f***ing box there. I wanted Brady you know what I mean? Crazy.
See? Mentions the luxury box, just like he did with us a few years ago. Let's hear Brady. This is back to June 21st, 2021, HBO The Shop. This is Brady, who calls out a team that at the time he didn't know who it was, for sticking with that mother bleeper.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that mother.
Are you serious?
Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, when sure. I look back, I'm like, there's no way I would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to you up because of that.
Is Derek Carr the mother bleeper, Hickey? I will go to you.
I'm going to say yes.
After rehearing that audio, I think so as well. For the longest of time, and this is vacillated, was it Ryan Fitzpatrick with all the Miami stuff that came out? I've always said I thought it was Ryan Tannehill. I never thought it was Jimmy G, but I always thought it was Ryan Tannehill. And I know that they made that extension before free agency did start the four-year deal, but Brady was just bizarrely FaceTiming Mike Vrabel with Julian Edelman sitting next to him at a Syracuse basketball game of all places. You were looking to make a scene, and that's what was transpiring there. So I always thought it was Ryan Tannehill. But now, yeah, why would Brady go to Las Vegas? Other than Dana White pitching him and to go live in Las Vegas, why would you go to Las Vegas? The roster ended up becoming good. But at the time of 2020, if Brady would have went to Las Vegas, I think a lot of us would have said, he could have done better. And Tampa ended up being the perfect destination. And Carr, he's a good quarterback, but before last year, it's not like people were making a case for Derek Carr to be a top 10 quarterback unless if you were Keyshawn Johnson. So really, I think the mystery is now solved. Derek Carr is the mother bleeper. And just so conveniently, I know that Brady doesn't play for the Patriots anymore. Patriots have joined practices with the Raiders. So if I was in the Boston media, I would say, our old quarterback, Derek, once said the mother bleeper quote. There's a report, Dana White, you write Brady's name still in Boston, you get a bunch of clicks. If I was reported these joint practices, I would ask Derek Carr if he believes he was the mother bleeper. And if memory serves me right, I think Derek Carr has been speculated before and he refuted that he was the mother bleeper. I wonder, though, how he would answer that question now. We'll come on back. We have questionable coaches and quarterbacks entering this season that are on the same team. We'll tell you I believe in and who I don't believe in.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hickey has compiled the list of questionable quarterback and head coaching duos for this upcoming year. And we'll get my thoughts on those guys right now. Fire away.
Let's start on the NFC East, the Eagles.
But don't
Nick
punch
Sirianni.
The mic over there.
I know, sorry, I was excited.
Man, you just almost knocked out the microphone there.
Too fired up for these questions. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts.
I believe in Sirianni and Jalen Hurts this year to win the NFC East. That's the way that I'll answer this. Yes, I believe in that duo to do enough to win the NFC East. Nick Sirianni, ever since he made that flower analogy last year, actually turned out to be a pretty damn good coach. Jalen Hurts is a consummate professional. I think his ceiling, though, is only being a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. So a few years down the road, this answer may change. But for now, I believe enough in Sirianni and Hurts to win this division.
If you believe in the Eagles, what is your belief level in the Cowboys with Dak and Mike McCarthy?
I don't believe in Dak and McCarthy together as a duo because this is the year you need to take the next step. Last year, you showed, okay, at times we could look like a really great team, but then come postseason time, we failed. If the Cowboys don't get to at least an NFC title game this year, I don't get how you justify this as a successful season. Because now you're in that back-to-back years of making the playoffs and not really doing much in the postseason. I just don't trust McCarthy, who has won a Super Bowl, and I think Dak is just very good to find a way to get to the NFC title game this year. And that's the way that I would define success for the Cowboys this season.
Let's round out the NFC East trifecta with Ron Rivera, Carson Wentz, and the Washington Commanders.
Ron Rivera is a very nice man. He's a good football coach. I enjoy when he comes on this radio program. Carson Wentz, I used to enjoy him. Now I'm not a big fan, although I will be his biggest fan. I'll be wearing my Commanders hat that they gifted me at the Super Bowl when they go up against the Indianapolis Colts. But a believer to have success this year? That would be to make the postseason. I like their roster. I don't believe in the quarterback because when the moment is at the biggest and at the brightest, Carson Wentz projectile vomits.
What is your belief level if we go to the AFC East now and the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel in his first year and Tua Tagovailoa in a make or break career year?
When I was in Florida this weekend, I popped on WQAM 790 and I was going back and forth. A lot of love for the media darling. Mike McDaniel. They're actually playing some clips of him this morning when I was driving to the airport. I had no clue what the guy was saying. Guy just speaks for a minute 30, makes no sense. I cannot believe in Mike McDaniel. Everyone loves this guy just because he speaks to the media. I know people say he's an innovative offensive mind, and he's been in this league for a while, even though he's a young guy. until McDaniel and Tua together make the playoffs, I will be more pessimistic than optimistic until I'll be proven wrong. If I ever do get proven wrong.
Another brand new duo.
By the way, you know what they do on 790? I was listening to our pal Leroy Hoard today.
What is that?
Whoever his co-host is, they call the second hour of their program hour number Tua of our radio program.
Ah.
And they play some lame song. And it's supposed to be, it's like Al Dukes kind of corny songs, but Al's songs are actually good. The song I listened to this morning, I texted Leroy. He was sounding good. I don't, you know, nothing against the co-host. I'm sure the co-host is fine. But whatever song that was coming back from break in the second hour.
I was going to make sure you tell Leroy. Terrible. He sounded great. Leroy, this is not about you.
Leroy said you should have hit me up. I didn't know you were in town.
One arm.
And I said, next time I'll hit you up. We'll break some bread. I like Leroy Hoard.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Michigan
proud
as well.
And he can't stand you. That's why I like him.
I know.
Because you once tried to give out participation trophies to Michigan, and he wanted no part of that.
He did not. He absolutely did not. Kirk Cousins, Kevin O'Connell, brand new in Minnesota. What's your belief level?
You like that? You like that? They're making the playoffs this year. Minnesota's making the playoffs this year. Kirk Cousins will be good. He won't be great. Kevin O'Connell will give him some new energy, newfound energy, newfound life. After Mike Zimmer, who hated his guts the last few years, even though Kirk Cousins could deny that in a radio interview. I think that team's going to be one of the seven teams in the postseason in the NFC. So I'll believe in the duo.
Your guy, Matt Rhule. My guy, Baker Mayfield, official today, will be this week one starter for the Panthers. What's your belief level in that duo?
If I say they don't make the playoffs, does that mean I don't believe in them?
No, I would actually agree.
Because I think they could just be solid this year. Remember, this is a football team that had, what, 4 wins a year ago? Was it 4 wins or more?
Five. And 12.
And I was
with four
saying,
different quarterbacks.
And they started the year 3-0, so.
They did, yeah. 2-12, not great.
If they go 8-9 and Run CMC stays healthy, as Aaron Judge just hit a home run and I want a projectile vomit, if Run CMC stays healthy and Baker goes like 28 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Is that a failure?
No.
I don't know if both of them return. I don't know what the deal would be. But if you're David Tepper, I think you then give him a fourth year. If you're mad, if he goes 8-9 this year and there's some optimism at the end of the year, I think they'll be solid. I think they're at best a 9-win team, at best. But I think it's probably going to be 8-9 this year for the Panthers.
Jameis Winston, Dennis Allen.
And now it looks like Alvin Kamara is going to play this year. I thought he's going to be out. Going to get suspended. And then Adam Schefter says, yeah, that's probably going to be punted down the road in typical NFL fashion. Dennis Allen, second chance. Just because you're getting a second chance doesn't mean it's always going to work. Doesn't mean it's always going to fail. Jameis now coming off an injury, but it's not going to kill him. For Jameis, just in a big spot, he turns over the football or... Even when he started to show you some good things last year, he gets hurt. Now Michael Thomas is banged up once again. Yeah, I'm not a believer in Jameson and Dennis Allen this year.
A lot of hype, a lot of questions surrounding Trey Lance. He will be this year's starter finally. What are your concern or belief levels in Kyle Shanahan and a Trey Lance duo?
Eventually, I do believe in them. This year, I am still saying until proven otherwise that the 49ers will be the outside looking in come playoff time, but I think this will be a step in the right direction. And then you'll ultimately be able to tell a year from now. So eventually, I will believe.
Three more. Let's start with the Jets. Zach Wilson, Robert Saleh.
Well, about Joe Flacco? He's starting probably week
slash
one.
Joe Flacco.
No, I don't. The Jets have some pieces. I just have an ominous feeling about the Jets because Wilson already got banged up. And I think the Jets did a lot of good things this offseason. I love their first round to the draft. I even like the second round to the draft. But whenever people think the Jets are moving in the right direction, something goes wrong. So I will say no on the Zach Wilson-Robert Saleh duo.
Frank Reich, Matty Ice.
I think Frank Reich is an overrated head coach, but I do believe that duo this year is going to win the AFC South because Matt Ryan won't turn over the ball as frequently as Carson Wentz did. And I know everyone likes to say, oh, he only had like 8 interceptions last year. He had a bunch of fumbles too. So I will trust Matt Ryan a little bit more than Frank Reich, and I think the duo will be able to win the AFC South. Final one?
The guy Tom Brady may have called a mother bleeper in Derek Carr with his former OC, Josh McDaniels.
I think they're winning, they're going to playoff spot this year. I almost said winning the AFC West, and that was something I don't actually believe because I think the Chargers are going to win. I believe McDaniels is going to learn a lot from what happened a decade ago. I think Derek Carr will be very good, not great. That should be an 11-win team this year and in the playoffs as a wild card team. That's too much talent. If they stay healthy, Carr, Adams, you got Renfro, Waller, even Josh Jacobs, who I don't even know if they actually like. And then defensively, you got two good bookends. And maybe they'll end up adding the Ndamukong Suh since he's still available and there's been some rumored interest there. So I think they make the playoffs this year. Zach Yelp Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. When we come on back, we will do a little news brief. We'll update you on the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. And then coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. First and goal as we wind down. Seven teams remaining, Hickey. Seven teams remaining today. We go to Las Vegas. We'll preview the Raiders with Lincoln Kennedy in about 25 minutes or so. Back in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. This is the Zach Gelb Show. And that was hour number two of our radio program.